Morning Watch, The Preparation of the Bride, Week 2, The Building of the Bride, Tuesday, Related Verses, Revelation 19, verses 7 to 9. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. And he said to me, Write, blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Revelation 21, verses 9 to 11. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. Revelation 4, verse 3. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone, and a sardius in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Revelation 20, verses 10, 14, and 15. Verse 10. And the devil, who deceived them, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where also the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Verses 14 and 15. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 22, verse 5. And night will be no more, and they have no need of the light of a lamp and of the light of the sun. For the Lord God will shine upon them, and they will reign forever and ever. Matthew 26, verse 29. But I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father. Matthew 13, verse 43. Then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Related reading. In Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8, we see that Christ and his counterpart, his bride, will be married at his coming back. The marriage of the Lamb is the issue of the completion of God's New Testament economy. God's economy in the New Testament is to obtain for Christ a bride, the church, through his redemption and divine life. By the continual working of the Holy Spirit through all the centuries, this goal will be attained at the end of this age. Then the bride will be ready. The words, his wife, in Revelation 19, verse 7, refer to the church, the bride of Christ. However, according to Revelation 19, verses 8 and 9, the wife, the bride of Christ, here, consists only of the overcoming believers during the millennium, whereas the bride, the wife, in Revelation 21 verse 2, is composed of all the saved saints after the millennium for eternity. The Gospel of John reveals that Christ is the Lamb who came to take away sin, and also the bridegroom who came that he might have the bride. Christ's goal is not to remove sin. His goal is to have the bride. As the bridegroom, he must have a wedding. We are on earth, preparing to become the bride, to meet him, and he is on the throne in the third heaven, prepared to come as the bridegroom to meet us. Therefore, he is coming as the bridegroom, and we are going as the bride. When we meet him at his coming back, we shall have a wedding. The readiness of the bride depends on the maturity in life of the overcomers. Furthermore, the overcomers are not separate individuals, but a corporate bride. For this, building is needed. The overcomers are not only mature in life, but are also built together as one bride. The consummation of the church as the counterpart of Christ will be the new Jerusalem in the new heaven and the new earth for eternity. The new Jerusalem is the living composition of all the saints redeemed by God throughout all generations. It is the bride of Christ as his counterpart. As the bride of Christ, the new Jerusalem comes out of Christ and becomes his counterpart. She is prepared by participating in the riches of the life and nature of Christ. The bride in the millennium will include only the overcoming saints, but the wife in the new heaven and new earth will include all the redeemed and regenerated sons of God. The life seen in Genesis 2 is the flowing life, the transforming life, and the building life. This life flows within us, transforms us, and eventually builds us up as the bride of Christ. This bride, the New Jerusalem, will fulfill the two aspects of the purpose of God. First, the New Jerusalem will be the full expression of God in God's full image. Second, this New Jerusalem will subdue the enemy, conquer the earth, and exercise God's authority over the entire universe, especially over the creeping things. Thus, God's purpose is fully fulfilled by the New Jerusalem, which is the result, the issue, the ultimate consummation of life. What we believers need is life, and this life is nothing less than the triune God himself, the Father and the Son, and the Son as the Spirit. May we all be brought into the enjoyment and experience of this flowing, transforming, and building life, to be prepared as the bride that will bring Christ back.